WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Developers of the Atlas Town Center have the economic incentives they sought from the Bryan City Council. That's after local hotel operators and two council members voiced their opposition for the second straight meeting to giving money towards the four-star hotel, conference center, and retail area. Mayor Jason Byinski told Councilman Rafael Pena he would support a similar development in his district.
Can I get a commitment from this council, if this passes, we can make these same improvements in the older parts of town, primarily districts 1 and 2.
If you have a developer that wants to, that's asking for a TIF for TERS in your single member districts to do a housing development, to do a shopping center, absolutely, I would be supportive of that.
The Atlas project, with an estimated value of more than $500 million when completed, would be reimbursed more than $6 million in property taxes and keep more than $2 million it generates in hotel occupancy taxes. The Bryan City Council is asking the Attorney General's Office to investigate a woman who has collected city charter signatures but does not live in the city. Councilwoman Ann Horton did not identify the person who had also attended multiple meetings.
In my opinion, anyone who's not a citizen of Bryan is precluded by the city charter from circulating, signing, and acknowledging petitions to change the city charter. Neither are they, in my opinion, eligible to vote in city elections, and I believe that a public declaration made often over the course of several years that a person's residence is located in Bryan doesn't necessarily make it so.
The council did not consider whether to cancel this November's charter election, which asks voters to consider, among other things, whether to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. A former Hearn policeman will not face a murder charge from a shooting 4 months ago.
Robertson County District Attorney Cody Seegert issued a news release stating evidence presented to a grand jury did not reach the level of probable cause against Stephen Stem. Seegert recapped the Texas Rangers investigation of the May 6th shooting of 93-year-old Pearlie Golden outside her home. Seegert says Golden's nephew told her twice to drop her .38 revolver, then Stem told her four times to put the gun down. Prosecutor says when she continued to approach the officer and lifted the gun to point it at him, Stem fired his weapon. Golden was hit by two rounds, and the officer immediately called for EMS. DA says the grand jury's no bill was not a comment on what he described was an enormous tragedy. He called on prayers for healing on this very close-knit community. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Blinn College Board of Trustees has more options for a new campus in Brazos County. An undisclosed number of properties were revealed during a special meeting Tuesday in Brenham. According to a news release, the board, during an executive session, was presented with options from Blinn administrators and consultants involved in real estate and architecture. The properties provided solutions for the next 1 to 3 years, as well as what were called long-term solutions that would complement the Villa Maria campus. Any property purchase is not expected when trustees hold their regular monthly meeting in 2 weeks. Today is the last public hearing on proposed changes in College Station Elementary's school boundaries. Two residents spoke at last Thursday's hearing, both encouraging the school board to consider the impact the changes would have on students. Today's hearing starts at noon at the district's transportation center. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see lots of that today, and that unfortunately is going to push temperatures up to 95. I don't foresee much in the way of thunderstorm activity for us. It's clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows falling back to 75. Tomorrow, occasional sun, a few clouds here and there, temperatures close to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows near 75. Friday, sun and clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm with temperatures close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we had Watergate, right? We don't have time to talk about this now because Chuck Condrill is here. We're going to talk about other stuff. But we had Watergate. Now, apparently, in Nicaragua, it's Meteorite Gate. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, meteor storm hitting Nicaragua.
Well, we had the story yesterday that this, you know, gigantic thing gouged out this hole outside Managua,
right?
And they were saying it may have broken off that asteroid that was supposed to destroy us on Sunday and didn't happen. Well, all the experts about that kind of stuff say no, that didn't happen. You can look at the size of this hole in the ground, and the meteorite didn't cause that. So, Meteorite Gate coming up. We talk about that now, but we got enough things that are going on in the city of Bryan that we do want to discuss that. And so Chuck Condrill is here this morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Last night was the second reading, and kind of fleshed out more information having to do with priorities as far as the city of Bryan is concerned about helping a four-star boutique hotel come in out by the Health Science Center. The whole package ends up being, as I understand it, $8.25 million. Now, part of that is going to come from Hotel Motel, and then part of it is going to come basically as a tax abatement. Would that be a fair way to describe that?
Not completely. It's not helping a hotel. It's helping a conference center and a town center. So it's very important to understand that. If you have a few different parts of that deal, $2.4 million is going to go in to the developer that is building a hotel, but the $2.4 million is to build a conference center, not a hotel. In addition to that, you have $3.6 million going to a greater town center. So think Woodlands type town center. And the developer there, which is a separate developer, $3.6 million could go to them with another $200,000 reimbursing general fund.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Okay, so you've got the hotel developer, and then you've got the basic town center developer. Is that developer under the same umbrella as the hotel developer?
Well, the hotel developer is Atlas, and which is a separate entity. And then TAP, which is Traditions and the City of Bryan as partners, is the town center developer. And a really important, and this is very crucial thing to understand about this deal, is that any money going to them is a rebate of the increase in the tiers. So what that means, Scott, is I've got to build a conference center. I've got to build a town center. The hotel will be being built also. When those things are up, when they're running, when they're paying taxes into the tiers, and the tiers value increases with enough money to then rebate the money agreed to if the development agreements are performed to the letter of the law. So we have development agreements. You got to jump through these hoops. When you do, and you've increased the money in the tiers, you can get rebated this amount of money, which means we're never really writing a check in advance. We're not going out into debt. We're not providing bonds. Tiers 8, which is the Copperfield area, is a huge success. That was money that the city went into debt to finance. In this case, after the fact, after the money's been paid by the developers, they can be potentially rebated up to $2.4 million on the conference center and $3.6 million on the Atlas with $200,000 reimbursing general fund.
But there's a level of gamble here.
Not on the taxpayer's part. So let's say they build these things and they fail. The taxpayer doesn't write a dime, check for a dime, because, again, the tiers value has to be increased and then they're paid.
I feel, and again, I'm glad that Chuck is here today because you're also a representative on the CVB board, and so that ends up really kind of playing into this because, and I don't have a problem with the hot money going into some sort of a development because that's not Bryan residents that are paying that generally. That's going to be people from out of town. But by the same token, and I guess you've run this by
the state folks, this is all fitting within. There's not going to be challenges to the money being used for that purpose. Is that basically fair to say?
So that's a separate amount of money that I didn't just go over. The 2.2 up to 2.25 million over 10 years could potentially be rebated if the hotel promotes the conference center and the area. So if you're Dr. Brett Girard and you want a biomedical corridor booming and you want to bring in PhDs and scientists and people, I mean, think about it. They could potentially be curing cancer and AIDS in Bryan College Station, bio corridor. If you're bringing in people wanting to promote the area, that's what that money can be rebated to do. So in other words, right now, no hot tax money. They're not given any hot tax money. A hotel has to be built. People have to stay in it. People have to have conferences at the conference center. They've got to spend money at the town center. The tourist value goes up, and hot tax is collected. And then only from hot tax collected in that area could potentially be rebated up to $2.25 million over 10 years.
Okay, and I hate to get so far out in the weeds, but the purpose of being able to talk in an extended period is to do this. Is there a situation where hot money will go to the developer of the area, not the hotel? In other words, if there's a shopping center, if there's a city center.
No. Hot tax can only be used, the rebating of hot tax can only be used to promote the area. So not, you know, and that promoting the area means putting heads in beds. So letting people know you have a conference center. I don't know if that's going to be the only hotel out there with the.
But there's going to be commercial out there. There'll be retail out there as well, right? That's fair to say?
Sure.
Okay. So no developer of a retail shopping center within that area would receive any hot funds?
No.
Okay.
Now, he might piggyback off, just like anyone else piggybacks off, hot tax promoting their area.
Sure. Now, the question then came up, and I know the James Franks was there last night, who's the general manager of the Hilton and Hilton College Station, and I think he brought up a fair point, and that is that all hoteliers would like to be able to share that piece of pie. So now I ask you, not only as a council member, but also on the board of CVB, is this something that's viable? I'd like to get your thoughts on the comments that James Franks made last night.
So James Franks was concerned about the incentivizing of a hotel. It's very important to understand money is not being given to incentivize a hotel. Money could possibly be rebated if performance requirements are met for a conference center and for a town center. Now, the argument many have made, and I don't want to put words in James Frank's mouth, but I'll just put it in the mouths of many. Many have said, we've got hotels coming to the area anyway. That's an interesting term, coming to the area. I wasn't elected in the area. I was elected in Bryan, Texas. So guess where I hold loyalty? To Bryan and then to the area. I want these hotels in Bryan. I've been told 1,654 rooms are coming to the area. How many of those are coming to Bryan? I'm a Bryan City Councilman. I think by far the majority of those rooms are going to College Station. Not all of them, but the majority are coming to College Station because, due to the hard work of many, including the CVB board that I'm on, a $450 million stadium is being built in College Station. So that's a big advantage. In Bryan, we don't have people beating down the doors to build four-star hotels. We have to think out of the box a little bit. The developer of the hotel here did talk to all of the major flags, and all of them think it's a great idea with conjunction with the biomedical corridor and the area growing like it is. However, none of them were ready to move forward with putting a flag out in West Bryan. These guys were. So we are, in Bryan, thinking out of the box a little bit and retroactively rebating money after a successful hotel generates money to those people. The loan that they were able to succeed in getting in building this $500 million area is dependent on the rebate of those funds from the city of Bryan. So some would say that this would come here anyway. In fact, some said that last night in the meeting. That's a farce. No one else was building a $500 million hotel conference center and town center in West Bryan. These people are. And to get them there and for their loans to qualify and for us to land the deal, we had to think out of the box a little bit. Now, if you look at the rebate, let's round up. Let's call it an $8.5 million rebate. And then let's round down and say that the construction value is estimated to be $500 million to $700 million. Let's just call it $500 million. That's 1.2% of the value of the construction value. Now, when the appraisal district gets a hold of it, you and I both know because of our house values, that probably won't be $500 million. It'll be a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's $500 million, though, for the sake of being very, very conservative. We're at about 1.2% of the value in potential rebate. So we're not writing a check. We're not going into debt. this was out-of-the-box thinking. This is what landed this incredible win for Bryan. Now, if you look at property tax value and the rate we just passed, 0.062 blank, 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 blank percent last night, that's about $3.1 million a year forever, just in property tax, Scott. That doesn't count the HOT value, the sales tax, or any other money that's being dropped out there by the people in that.
But how long's the abatement on the front end? I mean, how much money will we be getting? How is that? That right now, I guess, is just that's undeveloped land. Is that right? Is that basically what we're talking about from a tax standpoint?
Cow right? pastures.
Okay. All right. So now, but there's no tax break for those people on the front end as far as go ahead.
No, that's that. Thank you for asking that question. They have to come in at their own risk with their own money and build the hotel, the conference center, the town center. Then when they have paid taxes, which they will do day one, when they pay taxes in the amount that the Tiers 10 can afford it, first in line is the general fund for the city of Bryan. They get a $200,000 reimbursement for all the time of staff took to get this done. Second in line, further in that line will be the hotel and conference center. The conference center at $2.4 million rebate up to that amount. And 3.6 for the town center. So no, front end, no money.
All right, and who investigates and how often do they look at the books, the Tiers 10? Who looks at the books and how often?
Well, like any Tiers, you have a board.
Right.
They meet, I believe, twice a year, but you've got city staff. We've got Lindsay Gindy and her staff in the city of Bryan are always looking at Tiers performance. We've got a CFO, Joe Hegwood. I mean, there's plenty of eyes on that.
Okay, just answer questions for people.
Sure.
Let's finish up with the budget, then I want to talk about stuff that's outside council. Then you also passed a budget of $379 million, which is, I know we've talked about the firefighter positions and that sort of thing, and so we know about the people there. What other positions do you have as far as funding is concerned besides first responders in there?
Well, I mean, as far as increasing or decreasing,
right. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty stagnant. I mean, you've got a few little things going on with, some more increased funding for the animal shelter for the Bryan Animal Center. Interestingly enough, with regard to our budget, and you look at the 379 figure, some of the money being spent in BTU right now is to build wind energy, so alternative energy. That helps with federal credits as far as what they want to see. But it also helps takes the load off of your typical grid. So when you look at when the rate that ERCOT is paying for electricity, this is just more production that the BTU can now put forward and sell at a high sell when the money is good to sell. And then when we want to, we could supplement our production capability with wind power. So that can take some money off the grid. Take some pressure off of the grid that we currently have to make electricity. Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm
that's right. Well, the thing is, you know, people make money.
If BTU
can get out on the market and sell their excess energy, that's a great thing.
And that extra money that it makes goes toward the rate. So the rate payer of BTU wins.
Sure.
In addition to that, in the budget last night, where there's about another $200,000 has been given to Parks and Rec. Now, clearly, there's been some arguments back and forth among council, but all seven council members I think I could say want to see our parks and recs become a center, a bragging point for the city of Bryan. When I was elected in 2010, parks and recs were something that the budget was cut on, and we were financially not where we needed to be with reserve and that sort of thing. Right now we're there. In fact, the financial state of the city of Bryan is doing very well right now, with TMPA debt to be killed in 2019, as a matter of fact. That's about 17% of what you pay on your rate right now,
wow,
BTU customers.
Hey, rate cut coming, folks. You heard it here first.
That's right. Provided fuel and everything else stays the same. That's right.
Now, this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you since really the entire Super Park question came up. If I recall correctly, you were one of the members of council who was kind of not on board a Super Park yet because you had not seen any plans for that. Well, now we've seen some plans, so as one member of council, I'd like to get your thoughts on development. Where does it need to happen, and what kind of a timeline?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not on board with, I don't have the keys in my pocket to go shut down Bryan Muni, and I'm not going out with a shovel for a groundbreaking ceremony for the Super Park. I think this is something that, I hate to point fingers, but I would say that folks ran really quick with stories but the seven council members were scratching their heads somewhat, at least I was, and we don't have all the information yet. We've seen three different renderings, and they're rough renderings of what a super park might look like. One was really all parks and rec related, you know, all fields, all parking lots, and what you need drainage and so on to have such a thing on 117 acres. I say 117 acres. The super park renderings were drawn out as though they were at Muni.
Mm-hmm.
The council direction is look at all of our inventory of parks and rec land and land in the city of Bryan, and to study what these potential uses could be. We had a consultant back several golf courses ago say that Bryan Muni was the highest and best land for that use for that land. We've had some golf courses added to the community since. Bryan Muni right now is operating at a deficit. Well, it's a park, you know, and some would say a golf course shouldn't necessarily try to make money, but there are municipal courses that are making money. So there's a lot of questions that remain in my head. Do we put the money into Bryan Muni and put maybe a restaurant pad or two out there and increase the rates of the golf round so that it comes closer to meeting in the black, and maybe even with the restaurant could even be in the black or just lose less money? Do we do that? That's a rhetorical question. I don't know yet. Do we build a super park? Well, gosh, that's really expensive. But as a member of the CVB board, I see what Veterans Park is doing for College Station. I see the amount of people that are coming in for that with the amount of money, hot money, and taxes that generates. So I see the advantages of both sides. Right now, it's more along the lines of let's hear back from those that are looking into our parks land, what they could be used for, where we could potentially maybe put a super park, or do you do it all in one area? There's a lot of questions right now. I know for me, I'm not ready to vote on anything. I have probably 40% of the data I need at this point to make a decision on that. And that's a decision that will be coming in the future, I think, decisions that will be affected. But it's certainly not anything that we have the information to vote on today.
Sure. Chuck Condrell joining us. That's pretty much the questions I've got. Anything you want to cover?
Well, I do want to remind people that the tax rate, when you look at the tax rate, is technically called an increase because property values are increased. Mm-hmm. The tax rate is not an increase itself. Also wanted to mention that the Texas Reds Festival is coming up September 27th, 28th. That's a Saturday, Sunday this year. TexasRedsFestival.com. You can get more information on that. If you have a nonprofit group you want to raise money, it's a great way to go in there and do it because we are looking for we're looking for volunteers to come, and they can earn money for their nonprofit. And then I don't know, do we have time to talk about the petition on the ballot in November?
We have, sure, go ahead. Yeah.
I think it's important, you know, in the media it's a really hard thing to say quickly. So people say, well, it's a charter amendment for increased ethics and that sort of thing. It's real easy to say those one-sentence deals. I want everyone to understand that the petition means a few things that I, as a councilman, are going to have to look at really hard. And one is, if you are a relative of someone on council to the third degree to include separation by marriage, you'll be losing your job if this petition passes. It's in no fault of your own. Currently, the Attorney General says if you're related to a person up to the third separation, you can't be hired by counsel, and we go by the Attorney General's rules. To say that Bryan's ethics policy is behind the state of Texas or even College Station is inaccurate. I, as a council member, have five appointees that are not under Keene Register, my city manager. None of them can be related to me up to the third degree. This charter amendment seeks to go beyond that and say that anyone in the city on boards, commissions, volunteers, or in paid positions, anyone in the city or BTU could lose their job if it passes. I think that's unconstitutional, that you would have a job, you could be, you know, 2-3 years away from getting retirement, and then because you are related to me in a third degree, you lose your job. And I think that people understand that is what this petition says.
Do any of those situations exist right now, to your knowledge?
We have staff looking into how many they exist. There are a lot. You have seven council members in a town this size, the third degree of affinity, and we all know Kevin Bacon to the sixth degree. Yeah, that's a lot of people, Scott. Okay. A lot of people are going to lose their job.
When will you get that report from staff?
I'm not sure. It's a hard one to get. You know, how do you get that report? Do you say, hey, everybody raise your hand if you're related to any of the council members?
Well, I mean, I don't want you coming on here saying a lot, because, I mean, if that in fact is true, that there are a lot of people involved, then we probably ought to quantify that.
Sure. Well, a lot to me is one is a lot. I think the figure is going to be a lot more than that. I know that several of the council, I know that a couple of council members have relatives employed by BTU. They'll be losing their job. The bigger point I want to make here, even if it were just one, is that is it fair that you have a job that you're performing well and doing your job, and you lose that job because a charter amendment says that somehow you're third degree away of separation? Let's say you're related to me, the third degree, you might not even know that, and you lose your job.
Right.
That's probably going to be in court for a long, long time. When you have a $250 contribution to a council member's campaign, you'll no longer be able to be represented by that council member, essentially. That subverts the Texas and the United States Constitution. And whether or not you're in office and you endorse another person using your office is on the petition as well. We have council members right now with YouTube videos saying to vote for charter amendments or vote for other candidates, that sort of thing. I mean, Al Sines says vote for Irma Colley in the last election. I believe that that's Al's constitutional right for free speech. This charter amendment is making all three of these things happen. So relatives up to the third degree of affinity to include separation of marriage lose their job. That is unprecedented. That is not anywhere else in existence. And to say that this charter amendment is simply bringing Brian's code of ethics up to par with everyone else is a farce. And I know people that will be losing their job. And it's very upsetting to think that this could happen basically off of a charter amendment. It's easy to say Brian's code of ethics are behind and we're just trying to update him with a charter amendment. This charter amendment goes far and beyond. It's far overreaching. And it absolutely, I think, will be deemed unconstitutional by what it does. People losing their jobs just by being related to others, people not being able to have representation because they donated to a campaign, and people not being able to have their First Amendment right to speech as an office holder and say who they think would do a good job in office. And I wanted to bring that up because the media, in the shortage of time you have, and I really appreciate your time this morning, it's easy to gloss over these things. But this is the meat of the matter, and this is what this charter amendment is about. So I'll be voting against it.
Okay. That's why we do what we do. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Chuck Condrilla from the Bryan City Council in place of the mayor. And while we're talking about Bryan City Council, Rafael Pena will join us tomorrow in this segment. It's 8:33. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The market is looking for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures have done a lot of direction shifting ahead of the midweek session on Wall Street. They're slightly lower at the moment. Goldman Sachs has good things to say about Kroger. Shares of the nation's biggest grocer have done well so far this year, and Goldman is telling clients it sees the potential for more gains. Land's End and Krispy Kreme Donuts posted stronger quarterly profits. Krispy Kreme's earnings fell short to forecasts. Apple shares could get more attention today. The company's new payment system, smartwatches, and iPhones getting a lot of media coverage. Some wireless carriers are already announcing deals on the new iPhones. And regular Target customers may start to notice some changes. The discount chain's new CEO plans to focus more on some departments. Brian Cornell says he can't prioritize all categories the same. He thinks a big push in areas such as baby products and fashion can make Target stand out and attract shoppers. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Well, if you think Kyle Field's been loud in the past, wait till you come to the game now as we continue the redevelopment of Kyle Field. With the first half completed and the second half would be done by the 2015 season. The noise, unbelievable. Head coach Kevin Sumlin after the game against Lamar on Saturday night that the Aggies won 73-3.
Yeah, it is really noticeably different. You know, it's, you know, the closed in, it's different for a win standpoint too. So it gets warm down in there too. It's not a lot of air down there on that turf. But, you know, our players, you know, I thought they had a lot of energy during warm-ups. You know, it's kind of hard to sit around in that locker room and then come back out. But, you know, the crowd really gave us some energy to start the game that I was worried about after a layoff like that. But just a great atmosphere to start with, and it's only going to get better.
It was a state of Texas collegiate attendance record against Lamar. 104,728 saw the game. Aggies play Rice Saturday night at 8. Kyle Field, be there. Our broadcast over this station will begin at 7. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Yesterday, Apple put it all on the line. Did they score a home run? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. In today's world, our computers hold so much that's important to us. They serve as modern-day photo albums, virtual scrapbooks, digital filing cabinets. And as much as we like to think those digital files are indestructible, they're not. Unless you back up with Carbonite. I trust Carbonite with all of my data, not just my family memories, but vital business information that's essential to my show. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud consistently and automatically. You don't even have to think about it. Instead, you can dedicate your energy to keeping your business moving forward. For all your computers at home and at work, trust Carbonite to keep your data safe and sound. Go to Carbonite.com now to get 20% off 2-year subscriptions and 30% off 3-year subscriptions for a limited time. You'll be joining the 1.5 million customers, including small businesses, that already entrust their data to Carbonite. And when you purchase now, you also get 2 free bonus months with offer code Kim. Simply go to Carbonite.com. Be sure to get your 2 free bonus months using offer code Kim. Yesterday, Apple and its CEO, Tim Cook, put it all on the line. What emerged are 5 new Apple products. As expected, there are 2 new iPhones, both with bigger screens than the current iPhone 5's 4-inch display. The iPhone 6 is 4.7 inches. The iPhone 6 Plus has a 5.5-inch screen. Apple claims that the A8 processor is 25% faster. And then there's the watch. 2 models. The Apple Watch Edition is high on style. The Apple Watch Sport is for rugged activities. Disappointingly, both require pairing with an iPhone 5 or 6 to work. Finally, there's Apple Pay. Apple's attempt to do what neither Google or anyone else has been able to do. That is, replace your wallet and credit cards with a mobile payment system. Apple Pay is doable, but it's going to be a difficult, long-term, uphill battle. Read more about the Apple announcements, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News time is 8:40. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Texas Attorney General's office will be getting a letter from the mayor of Bryan that follows the city council approving a motion read by Ann Horton.
In my opinion, evidence has come forward that gives me reason to believe that a person who is not a citizen is attempting to influence city government by circulating a petition to rewrite portions of the Bryan City Charter. And as such, it's my duty to the citizens of Bryan to ask that this matter be looked into.
The council voted to ask the AG to investigate an unidentified woman believed to live out of town, but has been voting in city elections and passing city charter petitions.
Neither are they, in my opinion, eligible to vote in city elections. And I believe that a public declaration made often over the course of several years that a person's residence is located in Bryan doesn't necessarily make it so.
Rafael Pena did not vote, saying he participated in circulating the same petitions associated with the woman. There were enough signatures to ask voters this November to consider three charter changes. Among them is whether council members should be banned from voting on matters when campaign donors contributed more than $250. Economic incentives have been given by a majority of the Bryan City Council to build a biocorridor development valued at a minimum $500 million. Supporters of the Atlas Town Center include Chuck Conderloff.
If we incentivize this, we get a conference center, we get a town center, and we don't give a dime away of taxpayer money till the developer has built, succeeded, and raised the money. How could you be against?
Al Sines says Atlas will succeed without the additional incentives because of prior deals that created the affiliated Traditions Development and Golf Course.
So the scare tactic that $500 million is just going to evaporate is not factual.
Atlas could keep more than $2 million in hotel occupancy tax money it generates in its first 10 years of operation and keep more than $6 million in property taxes once construction is completed. Atlas has until June 2017 to complete infrastructure and until January 2019 to open a 177-room hotel and a 10,000-square-foot conference center. Blinn College trustees met behind closed doors Tuesday to hear more possible locations for new campuses in Brazos County. No action was taken after the meeting in Brenham, and none is expected when they hold their regular monthly meeting in 2 weeks. During the executive session, trustees heard from Blinn administrators and outside consultants who are involved in real estate and architecture. None of the possible sites were mentioned publicly. A Blinn news release stated they include long-term locations that would complement the Villa Maria campus, as well as accommodate short-term solutions during the next 1 to 3 years. All this is in addition to Blinn's work with a Bryan architect to maximize the Villa Maria campus learning space, food service, parking, and transportation services. This year's projected enrollment on that campus is nearly 14,000, an increase of 700 over last fall. The third and final public hearing for modifying College Station Elementary school zones to include the new Spring Creek Elementary will be held today. At the second public hearing this past Thursday, resident Bob Stanberry was one of two people who asked the board to reconsider the impact on the children. The other, Michael Snelson, says he doesn't want his three daughters, who currently go to South Knoll, to get lost in the shuffle.
Spring Creek, going back to Oakwood, then back to that middle school. So, yeah, they're there for two schools, but they're having to flip-flop back and forth and change their relationships, and that affects children. It affected me when I've been through. I was in five different schools before second semester of fifth grade, and I started over so many times, and it affected me in my life, and I don't want that for my girls.
Today's hearing starts at noon at the district's transportation center. A Robertson County grand jury has decided a murder charge would not be filed against a former Hearn policeman who shot a woman 4 months ago.
D.A. Cody Siegert issued a news release summarizing evidence collected by the Texas Rangers in the May 6 shooting of 93-year-old Pearlie Golden by Officer Stephen Stem. Siegert says Stem responded to a 911 call from Golden's nephew of a possible aggravated assault with an armed individual. Outside Golden's home, Stem was told by the nephew that Golden had a gun. The two men were confronted by Golden, who was carrying a .38 caliber revolver. Siegert says the nephew told Golden twice to put the gun down, then Stem told her four times to do the same. The prosecutor says when Golden continued to approach the officer and lifted her gun to point it at him, Stem fired his weapon, striking Golden twice. Then the officer immediately called for EMS. Siegert says the grand jury considered every aspect of this tragedy before reaching a determination that based on the actual evidence, the shooting did not reach the level of probable cause to indict Stem. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The timing of State Senator Wendy Davis's controversial memoir has come under fire from Attorney General Greg Abbott, who says the book deal violates Texas campaign finance laws. Meantime, the Davis campaign calls Abbott's move a frivolous stunt.
Abbott's campaign manager Wayne Hamilton appealed to the State Ethics Commission for an opinion of whether the publisher's promotion of the book would be an in-kind campaign contribution. Houston election attorney Fred Lewis says don't hold your breath on a decision.
It will take it months to look into it, so frankly, we're not going to know anything about this one way or another until months after the election.
Lewis calls ethics accusations common in campaigns. The Davis memoir, entitled Forgetting to Be Afraid, documents her life, including decisions to terminate two pregnancies in the 1990s. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:46. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
I've tried just about every workout there is through the course of my athletic endeavors. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I was a scholarship athlete in both football and track, so I know a little something about getting sweaty. And I really have tried it all. Classes, solo, personal trainers, long-distance cycling, and nothing has gotten me charged up like Brazos Valley MMA and fitness. This is the furthest thing from mindless droning on a treadmill, but what it is a great way to get into shape because it not only engages your body, but also your brain. It's not martial arts or boxing, it's kind of both, without the getting hit in the face part. You see, I kind of have a special circumstance. 3 years ago, I was in great shape but had a serious bicycling accident and broke my femur at the hip, which laid me up for almost a year. I've been slow to come back, so I need very specific instructions on rehabilitating the bum leg. Matt is my trainer. He's also a professional MMA fighter, so he's able to not only teach but structure the workout so it doesn't cause even more problems with the leg. And most importantly, it really and truly is fun, not boring, and I'm seeing results. It's been 3 weeks, and my clothes already fit better. To find out more, go to bvmma.com, or you can find them in the mall. I really do see this changing my body and my life for the better.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and Estate law.com.
Ha! We're back.
All right. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go. It's going to be kind of warm today. 96 or so. One nice thing is we've got some clouds out there right now, so it's not broiling yet. But it will be eventually, and I guess the better good news is that we're going to have a 60% chance of rain on Friday and Friday night, and a 40% chance of rain on Saturday. 76 right now outside. Winds out of the south at 8. Okay. What are we going to do? When will these people from Apple learn? I mean, you think they know how to market, and now we find out they roll out that the iPhone thing, you know. Apple releases their new phone later this month, and some women might be grumbling. Previous generation of iPhones, iPhone 5S and 5C had 4-inch displays. Those were already the big iPhones with screens larger than the iPhone 4 and the models before that. But now the new iPhone ramp-up has got that screen size thing again, the just-announced iPhone 6. I mean, it's going to be 4.7 inches, which is ginormous. And the iPhone 6 Plus is going to be even further, corner to corner, that's a big 5.5 inches. So there.
I can tell you're underwhelmed.
Once again, it's first world problems. We're going to have people complain, my iPhone is too big. And I forget, I was having a discussion with somebody the other day, and we were talking about that, is how you carry your device around with you does make a difference as to which, you know, no matter how big your hands are, how you carry it around. Guys, how do you carry around your phone? I mean, I shove mine in my front pocket most of the time,
yeah.
Sometimes in my back pocket. Sometimes I just don't have it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's
but,
it.
But if it's too big to fit in your back pocket, then that's not going to work for you, right? I mean, you're going to use that piece of hardware in a different way than you would the one that you slip in your back pocket. So, I mean, I guess from that standpoint, that's what they're talking about. But one writer calls both the phones, quote, huge devices that require big hands.
Well, God. Okay.
Well, you know, they say about a guy that has big hands.
Yeah, I understand.
He's got a big phone.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, I mean, are women really talking about this today? But
if a guy's got big hands?
No. Anyway, they have stories about people who are saying that they have a sociologist by the name of Zeynep Tefexi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wrote about the struggle. Listen, her.
Oh, sorry.
Wrote about the struggle of being a woman using a phone designed by men. Oh, my God.
Well, then
God.
Design your own phone. Good God.
Deliver me. Once again. Yeah. Hello.
I missed the good old days when I could use my cell phone as a hammer. Remember
those
days?
Yeah. Talking to a guy the other day. You know, he had a phone and he'd broken the glass on it. I said, you need to go back to a flip phone, right? I
mean, absolutely.
Where you can do that. You need to, you know, if you need to jar something open or wedge something open, you use your cell phone. Hello.
It wasn't that long ago that Apple did a whole commercial about how their size of their phone was great for just one-hand use, and you could just use your thumb to do everything. And now they just went and changed it
That's right. Made
it the right way.
Well, all those toddlers are going to be top-heavy now.
They are, aren't they? Oh. Well, that's what will happen. Because that's what will happen. There'll be a three-year-old, and you'll hand them your old phone for them to play with, and they'll look up and they'll go, really?
Dad!
This is so yesterday. Well, that's all right. Wash your ears out with this. Members of a Michigan church were shocked to find the face of Jesus on a pierogi during a festival. Robert Heller was cooking tacos at the St. Andre Bessette Church festival that was going on in Michigan when somebody brought the pierogi to his attention. He immediately recognized the Savior's face. Have you seen it? Have you seen the picture? Because it's out there. It looks like Frank Zappa to me. I mean, I'm just sorry. Well, I mean, really. Oh. And again, as Chase used to say, gosh, I don't know. I've never seen a picture of a Middle Eastern Jewish carpenter from that time. You know, so how would you know what Jesus looks like? But anyway, he said, I was shocked. I looked at it. You can definitely see the face of Jesus. Church officials are freezing it until they decide what to do with it. It's a Polish dumpling, in case you didn't know. Have you seen the picture yet?
Yep.
All right, does it look like Frank Zappa?
Kind of, yeah.
Thank you. I'm just saying. I mean, you can say it looks like Jesus if you want to, but to me it looked like Frank Zappa. All right, let's see. No winner in Saturday night's lottery deal, so it's $127 million tonight. Never mind that your chances to win are like $175 million 2-1. You have a better chance of dying driving to buy the ticket than you do to win, but it's all right. Went to a dinner party the other night, and that was the dinner prize.
Lottery tickets?
Well, just one, yeah. One for each couple, yeah. Didn't win.
Is your big out-of-town bang making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Happy New Year!
I think your calendar's broken there.
Hey, new weather, new routines. Fall's kind of like a whole new year. So I'm starting it off right with low-fat and delicious Subway sandwiches, like the Subway Club packed with ham, turkey, and roast beef.
Let me try that. Mmm, I think I'm on board with this whole fall New Year thing.
Great. Now get a load of these fireworks.
Subway has so many better-for-you choices to start fresh every day this fall. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Now you can get a taste of New Orleans tradition at your nearest Subway restaurant. Add a flavorful muffaletta relish to a Subway spicy Italian, a cold-cut combo, or an Italian BMT. Muffaletta, ground olives and veggies with a perfect blend of spices and seasonings is available on our New Orleans trio, but only for a limited time at participating Subway locations. So order an Italian favorite and spice it up right with muffaletta, a New Orleans original. Subway, eat fresh.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Couple of minutes till. I got to do this story because if I don't, then Clip Howard will get it first. We can't allow that. The Simpsons Marathon on FXX, such a hit. There are more Simpsons episodes ahead. The network has announced that they're doing limited 8-episode music-themed marathons of The Simpsons beginning at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Marathon is tied to The Simpsons Take the Bowl at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, the 12th through the 14th. Letting you know. All right, we were going to do this earlier, didn't have time. For all those fat tubs of goo that we are, medical researchers have been steadily building evidence that prolonged sitting is awful for your health. One major problem, of course, blood can pool in the legs of the person seated, causing arteries to start losing their ability to control the rate of blood flow. A new experimental study has discovered it's quite easy to negate that detrimental health effect. All you need to do is take a leisurely 5-minute walk for every hour you sit. Sit for 3 hours, walk for 15 minutes, okay? Just letting you know. Nicaragua Gate, we really can't do that. We don't have time. It's they're saying it was not. Well, you know, it's not here, but what all the space people are saying is, no, that wasn't a meteorite that caused that big hole in the ground there.
Visitors.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and let's see.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And a decision by the Broadway League not to honor Joan Rivers with the traditional tribute afforded deceased stage celebrities had the theater community up in arms on Twitter. You know, they were going to dim the lights, not dim the lights, dim the lights, not dim the lights. Look, just because she was nominated or even won one Tony, that doesn't really mean that they should dim the lights on Broadway. And again, extremely talented lady, all that kind of stuff, but doesn't mean that you have
to. No, I agree.
All right. This date in history, 1955, Gunsmoke premiered on CBS. I never saw an entire episode of the entire
Me
time.
Either.
Didn't do it. I mean, I don't, you know, just we weren't a Gunsmoke house. And in 1998, Bill Stay on the Porch Clinton met with members of the cabinet to apologize and ask forgiveness because of that whole Monica thing. Monica.
That
Monica,
woman.
Monica, yeah. 9 o'clock back tomorrow, WTAW, College Station, Brian.